And what happened next?
I remember him, the diabetic specialist at the hospital, being very annoyed with the GP who had been treating me. And so I was put on insulin. I wasn't put in hospital again. I still didn't have any kind of explanation as to why I needed insulin or anything. It was more suddenly I was allowed to, the thing I really remember was that I was allowed to eat ice cream. Whereas I'd never been allowed to eat ice cream before. So suddenly it was I was allowed to eat all these different foods that I hadn't. Although it was still quite a strict diet compared to the starvation diet I had been on. It was quite lax.
Can you remember anything about the diet? Were there diet sheets?
Oh, yeah. There was lots of exchange sheets and diet sheets. And, you know, you were allowed to have one apple, or if you didn't have the apple, you had a piece of bread or one digestive and two rich tea. I don't know why I always remember that. But it was still quite controlled, and I was allowed so many units or portions for each meal. And I remember, I put on a lot of weight as soon as I went on to insulin from being very underweight. I became overweight. And I suppose from going on this quite strict diet to suddenly being allowed different foods, I did kind of go a bit mad. And I remember eating things like Mars bars and things that I really shouldn't have eaten. And I tended to eat them when I was annoyed with my parents as well, like somehow that was going to get back at them.
Did your diabetes cause a lot of annoyance with your parents?
It caused an incredible amount of family strife. Where I was brought up was about 12 miles from the local grammar school, and there was a school bus that came and collected us, and I'd refused to do my injection until the bus had gone. I would refuse to do various things at school activities because everyone seemed to be petrified that I was going to go into a coma at any moment. I had a horse, and my parents would give me sugar cubes to carry around with me in case I had a hypo, and I'd feed them all to the horse and fall off into a coma. It caused, I think, between my siblings and I, it caused problems because I was always, the one who was getting attention from their point of view. I was sent to see a child psychiatrist, which I really resented.